This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We've already been hearing the phrase super committee a lot. Get ready to hear it a lot more this fall. It's the bipartisan committee created by the recent deal on the debt ceiling. The panel has until Thanksgiving to figure out how to cut more than $1 trillion from the deficit. We're taking a closer look at some of the super committee's key members. And this morning, NPR's Martin Kosty has a profile of the Democratic co-chair, Senator Patty Murray of Washington State.
With Congress in recess, Senator Murray is back home doing the obligatory factory tours. Yesterday, she was at Machinists, Inc. on Seattle's industrial south side.
So what does this piece of equipment do?
So basically, when we come in, we have a cylinder.
Right here, Murray is looking at a fuel tank for a torpedo, a Navy contract. Her guide, Jeff Thompson, says government orders make up about 30% of this company's business. And he knows projects like this one could easily end up on the super committee's chopping block.
I would prefer that they didn't do that now. We would definitely have done well for the customer on this project, and we'd like to continue to.
But if the super committee can't reach agreement, there'll be automatic cuts split evenly between defense and non-defense spending. Outside the machine shop, Murray says her goal is to make sure cuts are smart.
The easy thing to do would be, oh, why don't you just cut everything? But that is not the wise thing to do. We have to be very careful because if we just simply put more people out of work, whether they are in construction or transportation, and we make it harder for us to get out of this economic recovery, we will not have been wise.
This deficit-cutting job is something of a role reversal for Murray. Last year, in the middle of the Tea Party insurgency, she won a fourth term by playing up the billions in federal dollars she's brought home. She even helped Alaska Senator Ted Stevens to get funding for the notorious Bridge to Nowhere back in 2005. Later, when he left the Senate, Stevens gave her his desk. Republicans say Murray simply doesn't belong on the super committee.
It's proof that the Senate Democrats aren't serious.
Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says there's also a big conflict of interest in the fact that Murray runs the Senate Democrats' fundraising effort.
You don't need to be chairman of the Republican National Committee or any political operative to figure out that Senator Murray is going to use this position in order to raise money for Senate Democrats.
Murray says she won't step down from her fundraising job, but she says the super committee will be her top priority. Meanwhile, some Democrats worry that the diminutive, mild-mannered former teacher won't be tough enough for these high-stakes negotiations. David Ammon says that assumption about Murray is nothing new.
I think a lot of people underestimated Patty Murray.
A former AP reporter, Ammons covered Murray's political ascent in the 1990s. When she first ran for U.S. Senate, she used her modest appearance as a political asset, calling herself the mom in tennis shoes. Now she's the Senate's fourth most powerful Democrat.
Really few people thought when she went to Washington that she would eventually become the powerhouse that she is today.
Senate staffers say Murray often acts as a counterbalance to the Democratic leadership's more pugnacious personalities, like New York's Chuck Schumer. And some think Majority Leader Harry Reid put her on the super committee to exercise a similar calming effect. Outside the factory in Seattle, Senator Murray says she's already been in touch with all the members of the super committee.
And I am impressed that everybody understands the really important consequences of this. The importance that we, although many have drawn lines in the past, to come to the table with open mind.
But with the Democratic base now so disenchanted with President Obama's failed attempts to find a middle ground with the Republicans, it remains to be seen whether they'll find Murray's low-key approach any more satisfying. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.